犹大书
Jude
我们来看第十节
Verse 10
第十节到第十三节
Verses 10 to 13
犹大书十节到第十三节
Jude verses 10 to 13
但这些人毁谤他们所不知道的他们本性所知道的事与那些没有灵性的畜类一样在这世上竟败坏了自己十一节
11.
他们有祸了因为走了该隐的道路又未力往巴兰的错庙里直奔并在可拉的背叛中灭亡了十二节
Verse 12.
这样的人在你们的爱席上与你们同吃的时候正是礁石他们做牧人只知喂养自己无所惧怕是没有雨的云彩被风飘荡是秋天没有果子的树死而又死连根被拔出来是海里的狂浪涌出自己可耻的沫子来是流荡的心有墨黑的幽暗为他们永远存留犹大书举出这个反面的例子让我们来学教训
Jude has given us some bad examples but it's so that we can learn from them
他提到说有些人呢、他们毁谤他们自己所不知道的
and some of them were speaking evil of what they do not know
他们所知道的其实跟、牲畜一样
and what they knew was just like brute beasts
所以、他们败坏了自己
So they corrupted themselves.
所以圣经上用没有雨的云啊，被风飘荡，来谈这个来谈该隐，然后形容该隐。
And the Bible talked about Cain like a cloud without water carried about by the winds.
他没有真实的心来奉献给神。
He did not offer with a true heart to God.
最后被自己的怒气如风，让把他飘，使他飘荡流离在地上。
In the end, his anger was carried about like the wind, so that he had to wander in the world.
圣经上用海里的狂浪来形容巴兰。
And the Bible used the raging waves to describe Balaam.
所以巴兰他行事没有定见。
And Balaam had moved without a direction.
虽然神给这个狂浪也画了一条界限，让他的路越走越窄。
Even though God had put a boundary in into this direction so that his road became more narrow.
但是他还是暗中去做一些羞耻的事情。
But in the darkness, he still committed sins.
后来是以色列百姓拜巴利换奸淫。
So that he allowed the Israelites to worship Baal and commit sexual immorality.
最后这个狂浪让我们看他涌出自己可耻的沫子来。
And so they had foamed up their own shame.
今天早上我们用流荡的心来谈一谈可拉的叛变。
And this morning we're going to use the wandering stars to talk about Korah.
我们很多人都喜欢看流星。
Many of us like to look at shooting stars.
所以我们小时候有时候为了看流星特别从台北跑到高雄的垦丁公园去看流星。
Sometimes when we were little, then because we want to look at shooting stars, we would go from Taipei all the way down to Kaohsiung.
那这个流星到底是什么？
What exactly are shooting stars?
网络上这样讲，他们是星际之间的一些小尖块。
The internet says that they are just small clusters.
他们有时候是成群的这样漂流。
Sometimes they are wandering in groups.
大部分的流星都有自己的 orbit， 它有自己的轨道。
But most of the shooting stars have their own orbit.
但是经过地球很近的时候呢，因为地球的引力所以有些就会被吸下来。
And when they are coming closer to Earth, because of the gravity, so some of them would be pulled down.
用一秒17公里到72公里的速度穿过我们的大气层。
And at the rate of 1 second per 70 miles, then they are flying very quickly.
大概是在80到120公里的高处这样掉落下来。
And they would fall into the atmosphere.
掉下来我们就把它称为陨石。
And then when they fall, then we call them meteorites.
那有些东西呢，有些其实流星在空中，因为那个产生的光那其实在掉下来的时候就已经被烧光了。
And sometimes when you see the light that is shining from the shooting stars, they have been burned to nothing after they have fallen.
那这个让我们知道，其实啊，这些宇宙的小浮块啊，本来是有自己的轨道了哦。
So this tells us that these stars originally had their own orbits.
当然，有些叫做偶然流星啊，他们是没有方向的。
But some of the shooting stars do not have a certain direction.
啊，有些叫做偶然哦。
And they happen by coincidence.
偶然流星。
Random.
那这个圣经上这个流星是什么意思呢
？So what exactly are these wandering stars？
啊，从圣经的角度来看是什么意思呢
？And what do they mean from the point of the Bible？
我们来看《生命记》的第一章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter one.
啊，第一章的第十节。
Chapter one, verse ten.
生命记第一章的第十节。
Deuteronomy chapter one, verse ten.
一章十节。
One verse ten.
这是摩西对啊以色列百姓所说的。
This is what Moses said to the Israelites.
主你们的神使你们多起来，看哪、啊，你们今日像天上的星那么多啊、哦！这个神跟亚伯拉罕讲，你的子孙呢、啊，啊，要像天上的星跟海边的沙那么多。
God had told Abraham that his descendants would be as many as the stars in heaven and the sand in the sea.
这是形容要有很多的子孙的意思。
Which means that he will have many descendants.
那我们现在常常讲，我们就是天上的星，以色列百姓就是地上的沙。
And today we will often say that we are the stars in heaven and the Israelites are the sand.
我们跟以色列百姓都是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Because we and the Israelites are all descendants of Abraham.
但是从这个摩西的角度来看呢，以色列人他们其实是天上的星啊。
But from the perspective here of Moses and the Israelites were like the stars of heaven.
我们看《生命记》的二十八章第六节。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 28.
生命记二十八章第六节。
28:6。
生命记二十八章第六节。
Deuteronomy 28:6。
对不起，二十八章六十二节。
62。
二十八章六十二节。
62。
你们先前虽然像天上的星那么多，却因不听从主你们神的话，所剩下的人数就稀少了。啊、虽然呢，以色列百姓啊，他们像天上的星那么多啊。
Even though the Israelites were as many as the stars in heaven.
啊，但是因为他们犯罪。
But because they had sinned.
啊，所以啊，很剩下的星星就少了。
So that they were left few in number.
啊，我们从这句话可以知道，很多星啊，他们啊就被各种引力吸走了，被权力、被欲望，啊，像可拉，他们就像一群流星一样，啊，被权力、欲望啊吸引到啊流失掉没有了。
From this verse, we know that they were just like Korah, and even though at first there were many of them, but many of them have been pulled away by power or authority or their lusts.
啊，所以我们用流荡的心，我们来看可拉的故事。
So we are going to look at the story of Korah from the wandering stars.
啊，我们来谈三点。
And we'll talk about three points.
啊，这些流荡的心本来有自己的啊轨道啊，他们后来不守本位，啊，就离开了自己的轨道。
Because the wandering stars did not abide by their own orbits, so they left it.
那有些流星叫偶然流星呢，他们也不知道自己的方向。
And some of the wandering stars are like the shooting stars, the random shooting stars, and they don't know their own direction.
啊，最后啊，他们都没入了墨黑的幽暗里面。
So that eventually they had fallen into the darkness.
我们就从这三点来谈一谈这一群流星。
And we will talk about three points about the wandering stars.
这个可拉党啊，他们是不守本位的人。
The people of Korah were people who did not obey their own orbits or the direction.
我们来看民数记的十六章一到三节。
Second Numbers chapter 16 verse 1-3.
民数记十六章一到三节。
Numbers chapter 16 verses 1-3.
民数记，我们把红线加在民数记的十六章。
Okay, put a bookmark on chapter 16.
十六章一到三节。
16 verses 1-3.
利未的曾孙歌侠的孙子以斯哈的儿子可拉，和流便子孙中以利亚的儿子大丹、亚比兰与比勒的儿子安。第二节。
Two.
并以色列中的250位首领，就是有名望、选入会中的人，在摩西面前。一同起来，第三节。
Verse three.
祭局攻击摩西亚伦说：“你们擅自专权，全会众各个既是圣的，主也在你们中间，在他们中间，你们为什么自高，超过以色列的会众呢？”啊，这个可拉跟流便的几个子孙啊，他们就起来，跟120个首领啊， 他们250个首领啊，就起来反对摩西了。
So these people, Korah and Reuben, and they had rose up and they wanted to rebel against Moses.
他们的一个对象就是说，为什么你们？他们诉求的对象就是说，为什么你们擅自专权呢？
The reason was because that they had taken too much upon themselves.
为什么你们立自己在众百姓之上呢？
Why have you put yourself above everyone else in the congregation?
他们也想要啊，可拉也想要像亚伦的子孙一样呢，能够做这种祭司、大祭司的工作。
Because Korah and others wanted to be like the sons of Aaron, so that they could also be priests.
这个利未的子孙啊，除了亚伦以外，没有人可以做祭司跟大祭司的工作。
But in the sons of Levi, other than Aaron, no one else was able to be the priest.
那个除了亚伦的子孙之外
，other than Aaron's descendants.
那其他的子孙呢？他们是做废墓服事的工作。
The other descendants were able to serve, with the tabernacle.
所以你可以这样想象了哈。
So we can imagine.
比如说这个利未的子孙要去帐篷里面啊，这个收拆帐篷，然后要收这些金灯台等等的东西。
If the sons of Levi went into the temple and they were cleaning up with the different vessels,
要把中间的这个帘子啊，隔的这个约柜的帘子啊，也要把它收起来，不是吗
？And they also had to make sure that they put away the tent or the veil.
你可以想象他们工作的时候，他们又不可以看约柜，因为约柜不可以随便乱看啊。所以呢，可能要低着头啊，这样到处做东做西这样子啊。
But while they are doing these things, because they cannot look at the ark, so perhaps they have to bow down their heads and move around.
那这个亚伦的子孙就可以抬头挺胸做这些工作啊。
But the sons of Aaron were able to raise up their heads to do these works.
所以做到最后，他们可能就觉得，怎么为什么同样都是利未人，你们就就是比我们呢、更有尊贵的这个工作呢，从人看起来是这样子的。
So that perhaps for these people, after a period of time, they feel like if they are all sons of Levi, then why is it that only some people could do this?
那在古代里面呢、我们说过，没有摩西律法之前呢、每个家长都可以献祭的。
And before the Mosaic laws, every head of the household was able to offer sacrifice.
所以你看，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，他们都自己都有祭坛呢。
So that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they all had their own offering areas.
那为什么到摩西这个时代，我们就自己不能筑坛献祭呢？一定要经过你呢
？So why is it that at this time, for the time of Moses, then these people were no longer able to build up their own altars?
其实他们不知道，这个就是神所吩咐安排每个人的一个工作的场所不一样。
It was because they did not understand that the way that God had arranged for everyone to worship was different.
所以他们就说，为什么你们要至高超过以色列的百姓呢？
So that these people have said, why do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord?
那我们就想一个问题啊。
So if we think about question.
那这些人啊，在亚伦带领跟摩西带领这个以色列百姓对抗埃及王法老的时候呢，这些人都没有出声音哦。
When these people were among the times when Aaron and the other people they were also trying to fight against Pharaoh, they did not say anything.
那时候是有生命危险的，他们都静默无声。
At the time, their life was in danger, but they were silent.
如今呢，在旷野漂流好像也比较平安，没什么事情了。他们就想要做大。
Now that
所以后来摩西说，不是我们想要立在众百姓下，是你们想要自高啦。
So now that they have been wandering in the wilderness, perhaps there was more peace and they not have to do much. So then, the people have felt that they were trying to exalt themselves.
那所以我们来看这个16章的第八节到十一节。
So let's look at chapter 16, verse 8 to 11.
第八节就是摩西对他们讲的话。
Verse 8.
摩西又对可拉说：“利未的子孙啊，你们听我说。”第九节。
9.
以色列的神从以色列会中将你们分别出来，使你们亲近他，办神会幕的事，并站在会众面前替他们当差。第十节。
10.
神又使你和你一切的弟兄利未的子孙一同亲近他。这岂为小事？你们还求祭司的职分吗？十一节。
11.
你和你一党的人聚集是要攻击主，亚伦算什么？你们竟向他花艳缘呢？所以我们看出来摩西的意思就是说，其实你们能够服侍神已经非常非常尊贵的了。
So Moses is telling them that the fact that you can serve God is already something that is very precious.
你们可以亲近神，可以办理他会幕的事情哦。
You can draw near to God and you can also do the work of the tabernacle.
因为你们被分别出来啊。
Because you have been separated.
一同可以亲近，跟耶柜这么亲近，这难道是一件小事吗？
Now that you have been able to become so close in the tabernacle, is this a small matter?
为什么你们还要在争这个权利呢？要征求祭司的职分呢？
Why are you still fighting for authority in order to be an priest?
所以我们看到啊，这个可拉党他们是要想要离开自己的本位啊，去做超乎本位的事情了。
So we could see that Korah and his people wanted to leave their own duties.
那神叫摩西亚伦这些事情，一般百姓也不知道，那怎么办呢？
And when God was telling Moses and Aaron these things, the people did not know what they were saying. So what should they do?
如果是你，你要怎么办？
What will you do?
那只好求神再来显明喽。
You can only ask God to reveal it.
我们来看十六章的第五节。
So get chapter 16 verse 5.
十六章第五节。
16 verse 5.
所以摩西啊，听哦，第四节，摩西听见这些抱怨，就伏在地上哦。那第五节。
Five.
对可拉跟他的一党的人说了，到了早晨哦。主必指示谁是属于他的，谁是圣洁的，就叫谁亲近他。他所拣选的是谁，必叫谁亲近他了。哦，那怎么办呢？那就叫神来再决定一次喽。
So what they did was to have God come to decide again.
有时候我们真的这个教会的工作啊，这个谁做这个谁做那个是众百姓所决定的哈，是其实是神借着百姓决定，是神啊。感动我们今天呢，感动百姓的心呢，吩咐谁这个，谁做这个，谁做那一个啦。
Sometimes in church, in regards to different types of work, a lot of times it would seem as if the people have decided, but it is God who has used the people so that they can understand who needs to do different work.
那有人不服气怎么办呢？
But what happens if someone is not willing to do so?
只好求神再显明喽。
They can only ask God to reveal this.
我印象很深刻，有一次小弟在一个地方教会。
I remember very clearly that once I was in a local church.
我那时候是学生啊，我不晓得教会的一些事情。
I was still a student at the time, and I did not know some of the things in church.
有天中午我们在吃饭，安息日中午。
And one day on Sabbath, we were having lunch.
我就看到那个职务人员哦，排一排就在前面会堂前面祷告。
I saw that the council members had lined up in one row, and they were praying.
我在想他们一定有一个什么东西没有办法解决。
And I figured that they must have had something that they did not know how to solve.
也不晓得要听谁的话。
Or they didn't know who to listen to.
或者是那个事情呢，真的。大家的想法太分歧了哦。
Or that maybe there are many different ideas in regards to one topic.
我就看到他们真的很认真的进食祷告，在求神啊，求神显明啊。
So I saw they were fasting and praying really hard to ask for God.
我就看到一个，突然圣灵当中哦，把一个职务人员哦提起来啊，祷告把他提起来。
And I saw that while he was still praying in tongues, this one council member was raised up by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵很充满，一直跳动，一直跳动。
And he was full of the Holy Spirit, and he was moving.
所以有些事情我们真的不晓得要怎么办，尤其有关于我们自己又不愿意做什么事情，那别人又有意见的时候要怎么办呢？
So what should we do if sometimes we are unwilling to do something or we don't know what to do?
最好只能够求神显明。
We can only ask God to reveal it to us.
这是摩西啊，这边讲一句很重要的话。
And here Moses said a very important saying.
十一节说，你其实你们不是攻击人，你们是攻击神哦。
Verse 11 says that the company are actually not attacking men, but the Lord.
今天我们教会的各种职分啊，其实是神所差派给我们的。
Today, all the different responsibilities we have in church have all been given by God.
所以我们呢，要尽量用和缓的方法来表达我们的意见。
So we need to express our opinions in a polite manner.
不要用激烈的方法呢。来做诉求。
We shouldn't try to use any violent ways.
那如果神给我们一个位置啊，我们要一直的坚守本分啊，一直要感恩的心，然后呢，把握机会来服侍神。
If God has given us the position, then we have to serve God with our heart and serve it with a diligent manner and fulfill our duties.
那个天使啊，很漂亮哦，他就想离开本位。
When an angel was very beautiful, he wanted to leave his position.
所以呢，他最后啊，就想要跟神一样。
And in the end, he wanted to be like God.
最后就被打下来啊，成为魔鬼。
So then he had fallen and became Satan.
那个夏娃也不守人的本位啊。
Eve also did not fulfill the responsibility as a
person. 她也想要跟神一样，可以知道善恶。
She wanted to be like God and to know good from evil.
所以就伸手吃了不应该吃的果子啊。
So that she used her hands, she had eaten the fruit that she was not supposed to eat.
这也都是离开本位的一些负面的例子啊。
And these are all some negative examples when you leave your responsibilities. And all types of our responsibilities and work in church, we have to believe that God has given it to us.
尤其现在我们各样的工作都要很多我们众圣徒啊，一起靠着圣灵来一起做决定。
Especially when there are a lot of holy works that we have to rely on all the believers to pray together and ask the Holy Spirit.
当然，好像也是选举的。
Sometimes it might seem like an election.
但是我们在选举之前，大众圣徒都一起祷告。
But before we have the elections, we will have everyone pray together.
虽然有时候可能也有一些暂时的错误。
Even though sometimes you might make temporary mistakes.
但是长久以来，我一直相信啊，即使有暂时的人的软弱。但是神会允许这些软弱，到最后神还是会把它纠正过来的。
But after a long period of time, I realized that even if there are temporary mistakes or the weakness in the flesh, but God would still be able to correct the
mistakes. 所以呢，我们不要把外面的政治的方法带进教会里面来。
So we shouldn't bring out politics from outside, from the world.
你看外面在选举啊，有时候有一种恶质的选举文化，就是用人身攻击来选举。
If you look at elections in the world, sometimes they would even attack, they would personally attack others.
那这个可拉，他们就用攻击的方法啊来做他们的诉求。
And Korah had made his plea by using an attack.
所以我们要知道教会的各样的工作都是神所差派的。
We have to know that all types of work in church have been given by God.
这个亚沙龙啊，他也是不服从啊，做一个王子的这个本位啊。
And Absalom did not submit to his position as a prince.
他用世上的方法一直要争取做一个国王。
He wanted to use ways in the world to become the king.
所以当有人要来找国王做判断的时候
，So that when someone had wanted to ask the king to discern,
亚撒龙就会亲近这些人。
And Absalom would want to draw near to these people.
巴不得我来当国中的士师。
And to say that I would rather be the judges in the kingdom.
他说你们所诉求的都是有道理的啦。
Because all that you have asked for are reasonable.
有人要拜他，他就把他们扶起来，跟他们亲嘴。
So whoever wants to worship him, then he would want to exalt them and give them a kiss.
圣经上就讲说，亚撒龙就暗中得了人的心呢。
And the Bible has said that in the darkness, Absalom had gained the hearts of men.
就是暗中能够就是去买人的心呢。
So that in the darkness, he was able to buy the hearts of men.
你看那个他老爸就不一样，大卫就不一样。
But his dad, David, was different.
做人就实实在在、诚诚恳恳的。
As a person, he was very honest.
他想说呢，我巴不得可以喝故乡的水，人家就是拼命的去帮他故乡的水拿来给他喝啊。
Because he had wanted to drink the water from his home, so they had brought the water to him.
那个故乡的水是在敌军的后方呢，是很就是要有生命危险的嘞。
But it would be, they would be putting their life in danger if they wanted to receive that water.
所以你就看两个人不一样，一个是去偷人家的心，一个是诚诚恳恳的，就是能够赢得别人的一个欣赏。
So you can see that one person had to steal and to buy the hearts of men, but the other person could be praised by being honest.
你看大卫就是不愿意抢位置啊。
And David was not willing to steal the throne.
虽然他已经受膏了，就是不敢杀扫罗王。
Even though he was already anointed, he did not dare to kill Saul.
时候到了，他还要问神，我可不可以上希伯伦？
Even when the time came, he still had to ask God whether or not I could go up.
Go to Hebron.
To Hebron.
因为那时候最后神说你可以到希伯伦就可以立王了。
Because God has said that once you have gone to Hebron, then you could be a king.
你看到这个亚撒龙想要争取王。最后用各种方法不择手段要来做王。
So you can see that Absalom wanted to, he didn't care about any means to in order to become the king.
最后连爸爸的妃嫔他都敢侮辱。
And in the end, he even dared to defile the wives of the concubines of his father.
老爸逃命，他都要追杀。
And even when his father was running away, he would want to capture him.
但神就不是不给他那个位置啊。
But God would not give him the throne.
最后经过橡树下面，想不到他最喜欢的头就挂在橡树下面了，
and
挂在橡树上面了。
So that in the end, he was hung by the tree.
所以今天呢，我们感谢主啊，其实我们教会很多人都不会想要这些虚浮的荣耀了。
So today we thank God that there are many people in our church who would not want to receive this praise from men.
其实更多的人是因为神要我做了，我是。感谢领受有时候也是不得不做因为神要我做。
There are more people who are serving with a thankful heart and glad that God is giving them this work to do, even if they might not be strong.
更多这样可爱的人。
So we do have more people like these who are very loving.
啊，其实我们要知道职分呐，不是像这里所说的是立我们在众人之上的哦，职分呢不是被立在众人之上的哦。
We need to know that our duties are not to be exalted above other people.
其实教会里面在众人之上的就是那个信徒是在众人的上面。
Because in the church, the believers are the ones that are more that are higher in position.
工人是属信徒的。
The workers belong to the believers.
信徒是属神的。
And the believers belong to God.
啊，所以这是圣经上的观念就是这样子啦。
And these are the concepts in the Bible.
啊，所以我们工人是做仆人的。
So the workers are servants.
啊，所以在神国里面最大的就是那些小朋友啦。
So that in the kingdom, the greatest are the children.
啊，因为耶稣说呢，啊，神国里面最大的正是这样的人。
Because Jesus has said that these are the greatest in the kingdom of God.
没有错，职分是尊贵的。
And truly, a duty is very honorable.
啊 ，stewardship is honorable.
Stewardship.
但是那个人是卑微的。
But men are meek.
那个人都要敬重那个尊贵的职分啊，那个有职分那个人都要敬重那个尊贵的职分啊。
And those who have the stewardship still have to respect the ones who are higher than them.
所以我们每一个被神差派的人，我们都要战战兢兢啊，来服侍弟兄姐妹。
Every one of us who have been chosen by God to serve, we still have to serve every brother and sister.
啊，要守本位啊，尽本分。
And fulfill our own duties in our position.
在非洲啊，我们一个老神学院的老师啊，讲一个故事。
In Africa, there is a teacher who taught in the theology school, and he said a story.
非洲的一些那个他们的牧师哈，他们呢有在台上啊，有时候他们有一个人呢，他会穿着白衣服啊，留长胡子啊，那个拿一个杖啊，坐在这个讲台上面。
Some of the preachers in Africa, they would have a long white beard and they would have a staff and dress in white and then sit on the pulpit.
他也请我们这个 missionary 啊，去他们的教会讲道理啊。
And these preachers had also invited us as missionary to go preach the sermon.
我们传道啊，就在跟会堂讲道理，看到他那个人呢、啊，坐在那里啊。
So while our pastor is there delivering a sermon, he had seen this preacher from the other church. I was just sitting there.
我们教会没有这个习惯，所以他觉得很不舒服啊。
Because we don't have this custom in church, so it was very uncomfortable.
他就叫观众向后转。
And he had told the congregation to turn around.
他就跑到那边去讲道理啊。
And then he went over to the other side to preach.
然后他就说，在前的要在后，在后的要在前。
And he said that the first shall be last, and the last shall be first.
让那个传道人最后坐在最后听啊。
So that this preacher was now sitting in last position.
那个工人一直跟我们强调一个观念哈，我们上讲台代表神，我们下去就是弟兄。
And the the teacher was emphasizing that when we are on the pulpit, we are working for God, but once we have left the pulpit, then we are brothers.
所以啊，真的，我们到教会去，人家都叫我们某某弟兄，我们都觉得很高兴啊。
So when we go to different churches and other people call us brother so and so, we are very happy.
职分是尊贵的。
Because your stewardship is very honorable.
人是卑微的。
But men are meek.
其实啊，不是职分叫人家尊重，其实是服侍叫人家尊重。
It's not just your stewardship that is making you honorable, but it's your servitude.
你看美国那么多总统，每个总统都叫人家都有总统的职分，他们都叫人家尊重吗？
There are many presidents in the United States, but do you think that all of them are respected?
你会对 Bill Clinton 敬重他吗
？Would you truly respect Bill Clinton?
我想很多人提到 Bill Clinton， 那已经成为一种一个不道德的一个 icon 的代表啊。
I feel like if many people say his name, then they would already feel that he is a representative of immorality.
那美国总统大家喜爱谁？大家敬重谁
？Who respects or loves the presidents of the states?
第一名还是亚伯拉罕·林肯
？The first is still Abraham Lincoln.
因为他的确是把那个服侍跟高超的那种情操带给美国人哦。
Because he truly brought a spirit of servitude to the Americans.
所以我们不要对职分有一个迷失哈。
We shouldn't be lost in our responsibilities.
也不要对什么这个位置那个位置，我想我们大部分都没有，我们这里的人都没有了。
Think that most of us would not be confused or try to seek after different positions.
因为离开本位啊，就像可拉一样啊，到最后就变成被吸引哦，被那个职位吸引了，本来有自己的轨道的，最后就变成一群流星了。
So that at first, even though you might have your own orbit, but once you have left it, you have become like the wandering stars.
我们最近不是有一个 satellites， 没有 那个坏掉了，然后它就要掉下来吗？
Recently we've had a broken satellite and that was about to fall.
你知道那个 satellite 它们有自己的轨道哦。
Even the satellites have their own orbit.
啊，它要离开了，它没有力量了，要离开轨道，要坏掉了。那美国人就送一个 missile 把它打下来啊。
Because it was too weak and it was about to fall off, so then the Americans had sent a missile to shoot down the satellite.
啊，所以我们不要离开，像可拉一样啊，离开自己的本位啊。
We shouldn't be like Korra to leave.From our position.
啊，这些这个啊，可拉党啊，也像一群偶然流星啊，他们是不明白自己方向的。
Korra and his company were also like wandering stars because they didn't know their own direction.
我们看希伯来书的三章第十节。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 3 verse 10.
希伯来书三章第十节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 10.
希伯来书三章第十节。
Hebrews 3 verse 10.
所以我厌烦那世代的人说，他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。这边谈到说，以色列百姓在旷野的时候呢，心里迷迷糊糊，不晓得神的作为，他们不知道方向的。
Here says that the Israelites in the wilderness they did not know their direction, so they were going astray and they were lost.
我们请回来看民数记十六章的十二节到十四节。
Let's look back to Numbers chapter 16.
他们真的很迷糊哦。
So they were very confused.
后来这个摩西啊，我们看十六章的十二节到十四节。
16 verses 12 to 14.
啊，因为有这个流便的三个孩子啊，也跟着可拉党啊，那摩西就打发人去召他们过来。
Because Reuben's three sons were also following Korah and his company, so Moses called them.
啊，所以摩西打发人去召以利亚的儿子大丹、亚比兰。啊，他们说我们不上去了。十三节。
13.
他们对摩西这样讲哦。
So they told Moses,
你将我们从流奶以蜜之地领上来，要在旷野杀我们，这岂是小事？你还要自立为王管辖我们吗？十四节。
14.
并且你没有将我们领到流奶以蜜之地，也没有把我们的田地葡萄园给我们为业，难道要挖我们这些人眼睛，我们不上去啊？这个他们不听摩西的劝，不跟摩西商量了。
So they would not even try to negotiate with Moses.
这些人真的行行呢，真的迷迷糊糊，他们不晓得牛奶隐秘之地是在哪里嘞。
These people were really confused because they didn't even know where the land of milk and honey was.
圣经从来没有把埃及地称为牛奶隐秘之地啦。
The Bible had never called Egypt as the land of milk and honey.
啊，这些人既然讲说你把我们从牛奶隐秘之地领上来啊。
But these people have said that you have brought us out from a land flowing with milk and honey.
所以他们根本不晓得自己的方向在哪里哦。
They didn't even know where their direction was.
所以他们奔跑是没有定向的啦。
So they're running, but with no direction.
啊，真的也是很迷糊，也不晓得摩西真的很不愿意做这个工作。摩西不晓得推辞几次，是神一定要他做的，他才勉强啊做这个带领的工作啊。
They were also very confused, and they didn't even know that Moses wasn't even wanting to do this job, and he had refused many times to work.
他们还说摩西想要自立为王。哦，这个摩西听到这句话可能气炸了，真的。
And they were even calling Moses to being a prince over them. And I'm sure that if Moses had heard this, he was
probably very angry.
So that in verse 15, he was very furious.
就跟神这样讲，求你不要享受他们的供物。我并没有夺过他们一匹驴，也没有夺过他们一个人，害过他们一个人。我做了什么啊？我要当王，你们驴有一只驴给我骑吗？我要当什么王呢？
And Moses was very angry, and he has said that I am not even trying to be king because I have not even taken a donkey from them.
那所以摩西真的那时候也气炸了
哦。So Moses there, that time was
probably. 如果不是摩西带导，这些人已经不止死一次了，我想哦。
If it was not for the intercession of Moses, I'm sure that these people would have died already.
所以有时候啊，我们真的是心里迷糊，不晓得我们人生的方向在哪里。
So sometimes truly our hearts would be very confused and we don't know where our direction is.
他们这样跟摩西讲啊。
So they told Moses this.
十四节哈。难道你要挖这些人的眼睛吗？难道我们看不见吗？你看，你就是要做王的。你看，你根本就没有把我们带到牛奶里面之地，都没有给我们葡萄园，都没有给我们这个产业。难道我们看不见吗？难道你要挖我们的眼睛吗
？So as people have said, will you put out the eyes of these men? Will you try to become a king or a prince over us?
我这一节就让我想起啊，耶稣跟一群眼睛明亮的人讲啊。
This reminds me of a passage that Jesus has said to the people who were able to see.
他说：“如果你们瞎眼了，你们就没有罪了啦。”
He had told them that if you were blind, then you would be sinless.
主耶稣医治一个瞎眼的。
Lord Jesus had cured someone who was once blind.
那个瞎眼的心中明亮，知道耶稣就是天上来的。
But the blind man had his heart was brightened, and he knew that the one who had cured him was the Lord.
那些眼睛明亮的反而看不见了。
And those who had their eyes open could not see.
所以这些人真的是如果他们眼睛瞎了，说不定还真的看得见。那么眼睛呢？ 好像明亮，事实上他们眼睛真的是瞎的。
So it seems that these people's eyes were open or bright, but they were actually blind.
所以啊，这些人真的是偶然流星啊，不知道自己的方向啊。
These people were just like random shooting stars, not knowing their direction.
诸位弟兄姐妹们，今天呢，我们呢对人生的方向啊，一定要很清楚，要很确定哦。
And brothers and sisters, today we have to be very sure about our direction.
我们的方向就是迦南地啦。
Our direction is Canaan.
就是神的国，就是将来的天国哦。
It is the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven.
如果我们方向不清楚啊，我们就一直绕啊，一直绕，绕不出来啊。
If we don't know our own direction, they will keep going around in circles.
有的人还把方向设在迦南地，说那里是牛奶隐秘之地哦。啊，不是，对不起，埃及地啊，把那里称为牛奶隐秘之地啊。
Some people might still have direction towards Egypt.
有的人的方向信了耶稣啊，他们的好处就是要那个看得见的，就是在这个世界而已啊。
Some people after they have believed in Jesus, all they want to see are the good things that are happening in their life. 圣经
也会说我们这是一群迷迷糊糊的人啊。
And but the Bible would say that we are just like fools.
今天呢，圣经啊，就是我们定方向的一个很重要的工具啊。
Today the Bible is a tool for us to truly know where our direction is.
今天圣经就是我们人生的 GPS 啊。
Today the Bible is just like our GPS for life.
你方向一定要定对了，你方向定对了，你怎么跑都不会跑掉的。
If you know the right direction, then no matter where you try to run, you won't run away from it.
所以今天我们很多生活上面的一些问题哦，很多人在想，都在讲说这个我觉得应该这样，我觉得应该那样。其实更重要就是你要知道圣经到底怎么说的。
So today, in a lot of problems that we might face, we might feel I should do this or I should do that, but you should look at the Bible to see what the Bible tells you to do.
有时候我们失落了方向，因为我们的眼光一直看在地上。
Sometimes we have lost our ways because we focus our eyes on the world.
我们都像一只鸡一样哦。
We're all like a chicken.
最近我养两只鸡呀。
Recently, I've adopted a chicken.
I have two hens.
Two hens.
这个我从他们身上学到很多啊。
And I've learned a lot from them.
我不晓得为什么我们要看电视，其实看鸡就很过瘾的，不用看电视，真的。
I don't know why we watch TV because it's pretty exciting enough just to watch hens.
古代的人没有电视啊。
People in the past didn't have TV.
但是看这个大自然就可以学到很多东西啊。
But they could learn a lot just from observing nature.
为什么我要买鸡呢？
Why did I have to buy these
hens? 因为我们后院虫很多啊。
Because there are a lot of worms in our backyard.
我就想说，嘿，因为我小时候是乡下人哦，我。很想要再过农村的生活。
Since I grew up in the countryside when I was little, I wanted to live the life with a farm again.
我就查一查，我们家那个地方可以养两只母鸡，不可以养公鸡。
And I did some research and I realized in our area I could raise hens but not roosters.
所以我就宣布我要养鸡。
So I figured I want to raise hens.
那下礼拜啊，有一个西班牙裔的一个同龄啊，拿一大堆东西到我家来。一包大东西背到我家来，我以为他带圣经到我家查经。
And one week there was a brother, and he had brought a case of things, and I thought that he was coming to my house for Bible study.
一打开，哇，两只鸡呀、啊、
！And as soon as I opened it, I saw that there were two hens.
我不小心说漏嘴，被他听到了。
And then all of a sudden, I said it out loud, so he heard it.
看到我太太那个脸很臭啊。
He saw my wife, and my wife was very angry.
因为哦。反正、哦、我太太喜欢的动物我都不喜欢，她我喜欢的动物她都不喜欢，就对了，不要开玩笑的。总之呢，我跟她那脸很臭了。
And so I could tell that my wife was not very pleased.
哦，高兴得不得了啊
！But I was very excited.
哎，那个鸡真的很好玩呢。
The hens are really fun.
有天呢、啊，我哎呀，太多故事了，不讲了。我看到鸡呀、啊，那个，如果你把那个米撒下去啊，你看那个鸡的头就是咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚这样子、啊，它不会看你的，就是。他不会看天上的啦，就是这样子一直吃一直吃的啦。
Because if you just throw the food to the hens, then they will just keep pecking at the ground. They won't even look up at you.
他们的注意力就是要哪里吃哪里，我撒东西哪里可以捡东西，他们的注意力就是这里而已啊。
Their attention is very focused on wherever you are spreading the food.
看你都不会看你一眼呢、啊。
They won't even look at you.
主耶稣说，我们圣经跟我们讲说，我们要做鹰啊，不要做鸡啦。
Jesus has told us that we should be like the eagles, not the chickens or the hens.
我问那个西班牙裔的说，这个鸡会不会飞啊
？So I asked this Hispanic brother whether or not these hens can fly.
他传道这个鸡太肥了，飞不起来。
The pastor they're too fat, they can't fly.
真的有时候我们吃太肥了，我们飞不起来嘞。
Sometimes when we have eaten and we have become too fat, we cannot fly.
我跟弟兄分享，我们卡哇伊的那个鸡它就飞了起来。
I share with a brother that the chickens in Hawaii can fly.
Kauai, huh?
Kauai.
那个鸡，台风来把那个卡哇伊的鸡场都吹掉了，所以那个鸡都变那个走地鸡啊，都变山里的鸡啊。
But it was because of a typhoon that they could no longer fly and they had to walk.
哎，我们就去打击喽，就去抓打击怎么打？他们都睡在树上面呢，会飞的。
Before since they could fly, and they would actually sleep on the trees, so we went to hunt them.
所以鸡是可以飞的，不是不能飞的。
So chickens can fly.
我们是可以飞的。
We can actually fly.
只要那个地上的东西不要太粗，一天到晚这样子，你是可以飞的。
As long as we don't try to focus our attention to the world on the floor, then we can fly.
如果我们哦不飞高一点哦，我们的视线都在地上哦。我们怎么知道自己的方向在哪里呢？
If we don't fly higher and our attention is always focused on the ground, then how can we know where our direction is?
有一个姐妹她得了乳癌啊。
A sister had breast cancer.
她刚开始的时候非常的，就是也很软弱了，信心也蛮软弱的，也很 confused 她的人生啦。
At the beginning, she was very confused about her life and she was weak.
然后先生安慰她哦，就带全家去夏威夷玩了。
Her husband wanted to comfort her, so he brought the whole family to go to Hawaii for vacation.
那他们到一个地方哈，下面有一个迷宫哈，小朋友就在走那个迷宫啊，他们两个就在那个比较高的地方啊，可以看到迷宫啊怎么走的那个高高的地方，在那边喝咖啡了。
And they went to a place where there was a maze at a lower area. So the kids were walking around in the maze, and the husband and the wife were sitting at a higher place so that they could look at the kids.
所以小孩子哪里撞壁啦？啊，应该怎么走了？他们都知道。这小孩子因为就在那个地方，他们看不清楚啊。
Because the children were actually within the maze, so they couldn't see clearly. But whenever they had hit different obstacles, the parents could see.
哇，他突然有一个领悟嘞。
And then suddenly she had a realization.
我们每个人在地上哦。如果不把眼睛抬高一点哦，我们都好像在走一个迷宫啊，都不知道人生的方向在哪里。
When we are in this road, if we do not look up, then it would be as if we are just walking around a maze.
但是我们把自己的眼光拿高一点，就像他们两个高一点呢，你就看清楚，其实人生人生海海啊，无论你怎么走啊，神都知道，哎呀，神知道，神也知道你怎么样走比较顺，你只要问神，他也会告诉你啊。
But if we put our vision to a higher ground, then Jesus knows which direction we should be going, and wherever we go, if we don't know what we should do, then we can just ask God, and God would tell us.
如果真的我们眼光只有在地上啊，我们到最后就会迷糊啊，看不清楚。
If truly we focus our eyes onto the ground, into this earth, then we would be confused.
所以我们一定要看远一点，看高一点。圣经告诉我们做什么。
So we have to look farther and higher and to see what the Bible tells us to do.
你看哦，如果从人的角度来看哦，这些人是争取民主嘞。
If you look from the perspective of man, these people are working very hard for democracy.
哎，他们说250个人跟我们一群人来一起来带领，为什么你们要立自己在众人之上？我们一起来集体带领，这不是很民主吗？
Because there are 250 of them and they're trying to rebel against the people, and isn't this a very democratic thing to do?
你为什么要一个人独大呢？
Why are you the one person who is the highest?
所以我们要改变。
So we want to change.
你看世上的政治家，不是他们在竞选的时候就是 we can change, 对不对？我们有些我们可以改变， we can change, 都是要改变的。
A lot of politicians say they might just say it, we can change.
这个神权变成民主啦，神的权力变成人民来做决定啦。
They have want to change the authority of God into democracy.
但所以今天我们做的事情，如果没有圣经哦。真的，我们都是用人的想法在看事情。
Today, if whatever we do, we don't rely on the Bible, then we would look at things with the perspective of men.
我们就会像没有方向的流星一样啊。
We would be like the wandering stars with no direction.
有时候我们在治理教会也是一样啊。
It's the same in governing the church.
我们看到那个有人就会比较，哇，你看那个外教会 mega church 人那么多，他们做了什么？我们应该跟他们学习。
Some people might look at the other churches and say that they're like a mega church and they have so many people, so we should be like them.
你就用人的方，我们就用人的方法去想办法做这个，想办法做那一个。
And we will use the ways of men to try to do this or that.
忘了圣经的方法是什么？
To forget about what the ways in the Bible are.
忘了从使徒行传去找教会复兴的方向。
To forget about looking in the direction that the apostles had done in the apostolic times.
所以有些青年一直在看那个马鞍山教会啊。
So some of the youths would keep on looking at the
那个叫马鞍山的一个作者，他写了一本书哦，是什么 purpose driven church 啊， purpose driven life， 就是用那本书啊，在看教会要怎么发展呢？
Some of the youths would look at the what was written in the book about purpose driven life to see how they can change the church.
其实这个都失去了啊，这个圣经给我们的方向是什么？
But this is all losing sight of what the Bible is giving us in regards to direction.
到最后会被吸引掉啊，你就不晓得会掉到哪里去啊。
And then they would be pulled away, and you wouldn't know where you fall.
所以可拉真的是一群啊流星啊，没有方向的流星。
So Kor and his company were just like shooting stars.
啊，最后他们就是啊，落入了墨黑的幽暗呢。
And then they have fallen into darkness.
什么叫做墨黑的幽暗呢
？What does it mean to fall into the blackness of darkness？
我们看耶伯记十章二十二节。
Let's look at Job chapter 10 verse 22.
耶伯记十章二十二节。
Job chapter 10 verse 22.
耶伯记十章二十二节。
Job chapter 10 verse 22.
十章二十二节。
10:22.
那地甚是幽暗，是死运混沌之地，那里的光好像幽暗。所以这里告诉我们，那个幽暗呢、啊，是死运混沌之地，就是没入墨黑的幽暗，就是进入永刑了、啊，进入死地了、啊，进入黑暗当中了、
啊。Here tells us that the blackness of darkness is just like the shadow of death, where there is complete darkness.
啊，这可拉跟这个啊。大单子他们这些人呢、啊，250个人呢、啊，他们有意见表达也是好的啦。
So Kor and Dathan and these 250, it was okay that they could express their opinions.
但是他们心态的确是想要自高哦。
But their heart was because they wanted to exalt themselves.
那摩西说啊，不然我们就来祷告了，你们就拿香炉哦，啊，我们也拿香炉啦，那在神面前祷告啦。那让神来决定了、哦、
So then Moses had told the people to take censers and to have them all pray together to God.
啊，所以这是在十六章民数记十六章、哦、的第七节、哦、
And this is in Numbers chapter 16 verse 7.
啊，所以大家一起来让神决定哦。
So that everyone could have God decide.
我们来看十八节。
So verse 18.
民数记十六章十八节到十九节。
Numbers 16 verse 18 to 19.
于是他们个人拿一个香炉，盛上火，加上香，同摩西、亚伦站在会幕面前。这个本来是好的事情。
This was something that was good.
那十九节这个就糟糕了。
But verse 19.
可拉聚集全会众到会幕门口，要攻击摩西亚伦。神的荣光就向全会众显现。本来就让神来决定就好嘛，干嘛你们要发起群众运动，发起什么叫自立救济，发起这个总之呢，群众运动呢，然后呢，那个游行，那要来示威游行这样子啊。
It was originally fine for them to just rely on God and to pray to God, but why would you have to gather up all the congregation to try to rebel together and almost have a strike?
从这里就知道他们的动机是不好的。
From here you can see that they had the wrong motivation.
啊，到最后这250个人就被火烧死了。
And in the end, these 250 were burned by fire.
神就生气了哈。
And God was angry.
你看35节啊。
Verse 35.
35节。
Verse 35.
又有火从主那里出来，烧灭了那献香的250个人啊，本来是好事。你们动机不对，又发起群众运动，用人来压人，哎呀，神生气了，就用火把他们烧死了。
Because they want to develop this whole movement within the 250, so then God was angry and had burned them to death.
那后来呢？这个可拉也被这个落到墨黑的幽暗里面去哦。
And Kor eventually also had to go into the blackness of darkness.
我们看二十五节到三十五节哦。
Verse 25.
摩西起来往大丹亚比兰那里去，以色列长老随着他去。二十六节，他吩咐会众说：“你们离开这恶人的帐篷，他们的物件什么都不可以摸，恐怕你们现在他们的罪中与他们一同灭亡。”二十七节，于是众人离开可拉大丹亚比兰帐篷的四围，大丹亚比兰带着妻子、儿子、小孩子都出来站在自己的帐篷门口，而这些人是硬到底耶。
So they're very stubborn to the end.
连把孩子、小孩子都拿出来挺他们的 position 哦。
They even brought out their wives and children.
我们来看二十八节，摩西这样讲、啊、
Verse 28.
我行这些事、哦、不是凭我自己心意而行的啦，是神打发我行的啦，必有证据使你们知道、哦、所以摩西不是故意要做这些事情，是神叫他做的啦。
Moses did not want to do this on purpose, but God had told him to.
这是要显一个证据啦。
This was just to prove it.
证据说我们、啊、的确是这个位置是神给的，不是我们自己抢的啦。
To prove that the position was given by God, but they did not want to take it for their
own. 二十九节。这些人死若与世人无异，或他们所遭遇的与世人相同，就不是主打发我来的。三十节，倘若主创造一件新事，使地开口，把他们和一切他们都吞下所属的都吞下去啊，叫他们活活堕落阴间，就你们就明白这些人是藐视神了。哎，果然真的就是这样子嘞。
And truly, this was what happened.
这个话一说完呢，地的口就开了。
Because after he had said this, and the earth had opened.
家属。财物属可拉的，通通活活的没入墨黑的幽暗里面哦。
All the households of Korah and also with all their goods, they have fallen into the blackness of darkness.
所以真的是很可怕。
So it's frightening.
那个九二二大地震的时候，小弟回台湾去了，台湾的九二二大地震。
When there was the great earthquake of September 21st, I was in Taiwan.
那个我回去看那个学校的操场啊，突然之间一边变山丘，一边变谷啊，真的是很可怕。
When I went to see and at the track field outside of a school, one side had become like a hill and the other like a deep valley.
那怎么跑步呢？跑从山丘跑到山谷啊。
How could you even run in this kind of track field?
可是这里看起来是那个地吞开，地一开，把它们吞下去又合起来，好像什么事都没有发生过一样嘞。
But here the
seems like, huh?
It seems like the earth had opened its mouth and swallowed them up, and then it seemed as if nothing had happened.
连地震都不像啊。
It doesn't even seem like an earthquake.
这实在是太可怕。
Which is very frightening.
这告诉他们说，神啊，是拣选摩西啊，做他的工作啊。
Which tells the people that God had chosen Moses to do his work.
那今天其实我们这边休息很多工人哦，我自己在观察，几乎每个人都有 sign 出来的，都是神有一个呼召的过程出来的。
Today I see that for almost most of the workers in Jesus Church, it has been at least a sign from God so that they have been able to work.
当然这些 sign 对别人来讲可能也是新鲜的事情了。
Maybe these signs to other people just seem like something new.
有时候我们在讲说，为什么我们不多招一点教会的工人哦？是每个教会都有传道，这样不是很好吗
？Sometimes you might wonder why don't we ask for more workers to church so that every church can have a pastor.
你仔细想一想哦。
But if you think carefully,
真的是神在选人，不是我要当传道，我要做工，那你就可以随便出来，不是这样子的。
It's God choosing the people. It's not just me saying that I want to be a pastor. Or I want to do work.
小弟在总会服侍一段时间呢。
I was serving for a while in General Assembly.
真的看得非常清楚。
I could see it very clearly.
这个工人都是在神的手中。
All of these workers are in the hands of God.
谁要做什么？那多少人什么时候要出来？都有神的一个非常美好的计划。
Whoever wants to do something or how many people should come out to work, then they are all part of the wonderful plan of God.
可是我自己这样想哦。
Sometimes I might think to myself.
如果我们工人太多了，是不是会不会造成教会弟兄姐妹说，哎呀，反正教会就是工人的责任？不是的，神就是要每一个弟兄姐妹都出来哦，为主耶稣做圣工啊。
If we have too many holy workers, the brothers and sisters feel that the workers can just do everything, but this isn't true because God wants every brother and sister to do work.
我们是献身的，你们也是献身的。
Even though we have offered up our lives, but you have also offered up your lives.
这是每个人工作岗位不一样而已啊。
It's just that we all have different duties to do.
所以我们要了解神的心意是什么。
We have to understand what is the will of God.
那就不会变成那个失去方向的流星啊。
So that we won't be like the shooting stars that have lost the direction.
你看，这是一群流星雨哦，不只是流星，是一群流星雨哦，就好像每年十二月哦，每年十二月在某个地方，我查，你去查网络查就知道，十二月好多流星雨啊，在某个地方会叭叭叭叭叭一直下来啊，是250个加上一大群的可拉党，叭叭叭叭一直掉下来啊。
Because these are 250 according to his company, and they were just like a meteor shower, just like the one that happens every year in December.
啊，其实，在真耶稣教有没有流星雨掉下来的
has there been a meteor shower in True Jesus Church?
有啊。
Yes.
我到印度去的时候。
When I went to India.
早期我们在台湾训练两个印度主要的印度两个工人。
In Taiwan, in the early times, we had trained two main workers for India.
一个算还不错哦。后来在真耶稣教会过世了。
One was a good worker, but he had passed away in church.
一个啊，就把他的教会通通带出去了，像流星雨一样，通通不见了。
The other one had decided to bring out everyone with his church, and he had left.
我到印度去的时候，看到一个杂志。
When I went to India, I saw a magazine.
就是看到我们那个工人呢。
And I saw that worker.
他现在自称自己是某某神学博士啊。
That now he calls himself the doctor of theology.
啊，穿个白袍。
And he's wearing white.
啊，戴个帽子。
With a hat.
把我们教会大部分的本来在真耶稣要受洗的那些教会啊，通通带走了，归属其他的教派去了。
And he had brought out most of the believers who were baptized in Jesus Church away into the other church.
这会像流星雨啊。
So that it is like a meteor shower.
那些信徒也是心中没有方向，不晓得什么叫做教会。
And those believers are also lost in their direction, and they don't know what is church.
今天我们在教会里面不要有个人崇拜哦。
So today in the church, we shouldn't just try to worship a specific person.
因为这些新开拓的地方，他们认为那个传道人所说的一定是对的，所以自己不查考圣经，传道人叫他们做什么，他们就做什么。 这个就是所谓的个人崇拜。
Because for these people, they have feel that whatever the pastor tells them, then everything is right and everything is set in stone. So, we shouldn't be like this and to worship just one person.
感谢主，我们真耶稣教会真的很多很注意这些细节。
Thank God that in our church,
比较发展的地方呢
in more developed areas, we really try to make sure this doesn't happen.
所以你看，在台湾有那个电视节目哦。
So in Taiwan, there are TV shows.
我们的传道人在电视上做这种宣道的工作。
And our pastor is on the TV and doing works for evangelism.
我们的传道也都轮流啊，不故意呢塑造个人的形象。
And we rotate the pastors on purpose so that there is not just one specific figure.
因为这样子啊，因为一般弟兄姐妹如果或者是一般人啊，如果他不了解圣经啊，到最后这个人倒跟着他倒啊，变成一群流星雨啦。
Because if normal people or some brothers and sisters who are not too familiar with the Bible and they just follow this one person, then they will all fall like the meteor shower.
啊，所以今天我们看到可拉就是可拉一党就是一群流荡的心啊。
And so Korah and his company were wandering stars.
他们是不守本位的人。
And they did not focus on their own position.
他们是不知道方向的人。
They are people without direction.
他们最后没入了墨黑的幽暗里面。
In the end, they have fallen into the blackness of darkness. Let's sing hymn.